Now, maybe you don't use computers too much, or your penmanship leaves something to be desired, like mine, or maybe you don't like doing your own taxes. Now, if you meet the right criteria, someone from the Volunteer Tax Assistance Program may do your taxes for you, like Laura Lee Glick, who is an IRS-certified tax preparer.
Yes, absolutely. The IRS started it for elderly or disabled and low to moderate income individuals.
What's the top of the income scale that you can work with?
The maximum we can work with is $60,000 per year.
And what services will you supply? Meaning, what kind of tax returns? Are you going to be doing a state tax return? What are you going to handle?
So we will prepare your federal and state return. We can do multiple states as well. If you just moved to Illinois, we can do non-resident returns as well. And mostly just we would do your 1040.
Mm-hmm. What about foreign students?
We cannot do international students that do not have a residency. So you would have to, we do have a program that we can send you to, though, to help you out with also free tax assistance for international students.
Now, you're a student. Students are the ones who handle these returns?
Yes, correct.
Now, the students, are, I assume, are supervised by faculty?
We do have one faculty advisor there with us, but since the returns are very simple, we have taken some tax classes that cover the base for most of the material we will be using for the returns.
So the university believes you're competent to do this?
Yes, they trust us, the students.
Could you tell me a little bit about this IRS program? It's not just here in this state, but elsewhere.
Correct. I believe it would take place in every state. There's a lot of community centers that do it. It can happen in libraries. It's not just universities that do it. It's not just university programs. I think there are a lot of other volunteers that do it. But yeah, it's a national thing.
Now, as a student at this university, to my way of thinking, doing taxes is a big pain in the but you seem to enjoy this type of detail. What drew you to this?
Yeah, I love taxes. I think they don't always make sense, but there are rules that lead you to the right answer. I love doing research in the tax code. So that, yes, most people don't, and that's why they come to us for tax assistance. But yeah, I've always loved just that structure because life is so unknown.
I used to do my taxes manually. I do all my taxes, but I do it on a computer. But manually, you had to sit there and read manuals. You had to write it all down so it was legible. It was very difficult to do. And now with computers, yes, you can do it, but you don't know what's going on.
Right. And I think that's something that makes us very attractive to seniors and those who don't have access to computers is that we can do that for them and they don't have to deal with the hassle. We just take all their papers and we help them out.
Now, the other thing about this is if you do something on computer, you don't know what's going on behind it, meaning you don't know the logic, you don't know the rules and regulations. The computer does it for you. So you have to trust the computer. Now, I would assume there are some boomers who only use the computer for Facebook and don't have a smartphone. Do you find them more attracted to your type of program?
I would say yes, mostly because for some reason they trust us to do that for them and to see the computer's mistakes for them. But yeah, I would say they would be more attracted, but also just anyone who doesn't want to do their taxes as well. So it's not just people who don't know how to use their computers.
When you graduate, what do you want to do?
I have always wanted to either be a partner in a small firm or, you know, be a part of something smaller that feels bigger. So my dream was to start my own firm, but I think that's becoming more difficult. So either taking over someone's small tax firm or becoming a partner in their tax firm is kind of my dream.
So you're talking about being a partner in a company that does taxes for people?
Correct, yes.
What kind of a degree do you need for that?
Normally, I think you would just start out with a bachelor's in accounting and then you'd have to get your CPA usually. I think people just trust you more if you have a CPA when you have your own firm.
And where would they come for this service?
We are preparing tax returns for the next 4 Saturdays, skipping the weekend of March 18th, at Wren Hall at SIUC, that's Southern Illinois University Carbondale. And Wren Hall is very easy to find on Google Maps or whatever map you use. And we'll be in the basement, but we have people to lead you to our location. So it's very easy to find.
Laura Lee Glick is a Southern Illinois University business student. But you don't need to be in Illinois to get free tax preparation, because the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program offers free tax help to people who generally make $60,000 or less, as Laura Lee told us, and persons with disabilities, the elderly, and limited English-speaking taxpayers who need assistance in preparing their own tax returns. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax income preparation with electronic filing to qualified individuals. Assistance is provided at community and neighborhood centers, libraries, schools, shopping malls, and other convenient locations. So check it out on the web or at your local library. It's called the Volunteer Income Tax